to the mic?
Yeah, give me a second and I'll give you the sequencer. Should be hitting in 2, 1.
How loud do you need it?
Yeah, as loud as you want it to go.
Does it get louder than this?
I can turn the master. No, that's as loud as the song goes.
Hey, we're thinking about trying from Snowbelt, Georgia. Can you believe it? I got myself a video right here. My uncle's a famous narrator by the name of George Page, and he did a couple narrating before he died from leukemia, and this is one of the videos that he made up. Thought I'd show it to you guys. Bring it all the way out to the West Coast. This is Southern narrating at the highest power. We're the Emotron. Enjoy your fucking time and shit.
Forrest Gump is in here. I was watching it. I bought 9 copies today. But more importantly, this is George Page, my uncle. that carefully. Might learn something. My cousin got put in jail for not reading this. Should have done it.
They come by land, by sea, and by air. And whether they find themselves in an earthly paradise or a man-made hell, they don't merely survive. Insects have successfully colonized every part of our planet. Even in the artificial environments we create, there is no stopping them. They may even be able to survive a nuclear disaster. Insects are more than tough and adaptable. They are downright industrial strength.
Thank you.
We got two more songs left. We got a bunch of sci-fi novels back there for sale in the other room. If you would like to levitate after the show to the side A of the two-car garage, we'll sell you some sci-fi novels. We also got VHS for sale and CDs. Every form of fucking media possible. Books, CDs, cassette tapes, DVDs, computer DVDs, floppy disks, toenail clippers, fly swatters, pillowcases, trick-or-treat bags. We got it all. Fucking just go in there. We got things for sale for 25 cents that bubblegum dispensers, they would never sell. If you like to have protected sex, we also got condoms over there. Four for $1. That means you could have four orgasms for $1 and not get any STDs. That sounds like a fucking great deal to me. William Rochelle from Snellville, Georgia. At one point in time, my uncle was a narrator. And in 1995, he put out his best work.
Predatory caterpillars like these.
And I like standing in front of his best work at 10 TVs. This is a new song. We played it one time for Andy Kaufman. That motherfucker's dead ass. It goes like this.
Yeah, from
This is our last song. We have been to Eros going out. Come on, George. You're being a little too loud, Uncle George. Anyways, we're at Eros going out, and we're going to be on the West Coast for until the end of September. So that's a lot of days to go without drugs. So if you guys have any free drugs, or you'd like to do drugs tonight, I don't include alcohol and drugs. That's just fucking considered poison. I only accept the green stuff. The green stuff I heard was the best here in California. I did heroin with Anthony Kiedis underneath the bridge a couple of days ago. It was good. Then being free, right after that, I went and got some bass guitar lessons from his bass player, Flea. You might know him. He has the same tooth style as David Letterman. Next time you're watching the top 10 with David Letterman, or maybe catch Red Hot Chili Peppers on David Letterman. I didn't really research it to bring you guys an exact date of the next time Red Hot Chili Peppers are going to be on David Letterman, but they have the same fucking teeth design. I noticed that when Red Hot Chili Peppers were on Jimmy Kimmel. I was like, hey, maybe one time they should play with David Letterman since they have the same tooth style. But back on the subject of drugs, a lot of people say, hey, you must do a lot of drugs. And I say, no, actually, I do a very little bit of drugs, but I would like to do more. And tonight's the night that I max out on drugs. Because you guys are going to get a lot of drugs, and I'm going to be really fucked up. And there's probably a 13% chance that I'll call back home to Snellville, Georgia, while I'm on drugs. With you, we'll try. This is the last fucking jam. It's called Let's Start a Band.
Together! Let's start a band together. Let's go.
Thank you, one of you both, Ron. Stay tuned.
I'm not gonna force you to do drugs.
First time I ever do drugs, I think we'll be with you.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Here you go, Josh. Here's the that jammer.
Thank you.
I'll pick it up.
Weird vibrations.
Should be okay if we just move it in.
Okay.